This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Greg Bordonero joining us from the Hartford Business Journal and the Connecticut Business Blend, Mondays here at 8:50 on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. So the European company that is behind Revolutionary Wind, they filed suit against the White House, and after the White House for the second time tried to stop the project. The question is it going to make a difference? Will it actually do anything?
My guess is that you might. So Trump issued a stop work order initially in December to stop the Revolution Wind project. Federal court overturned the stop work order to let the full case play out, and then Trump ordered basically a second stop work order. He's claiming there's national security concerns with an international company doing a wind project in the United States. We know that the president's not a big fan of wind energy in general. He's an oil and coal, clean coal type of guy. So he's not a fan of wind power. I think that you may see a court overturn initially to let work resume. The crazy thing here is that this project is 85% complete. So they're pretty far down the pathway here. And, there is a clock on this now, too, because this project is supposed to start supplying energy in next year, it'll come quickly. Actually, by the end of this year, they're supposed to start supplying energy to 350,000 homes in Connecticut and Rhode Island. So the project is on the clock now, and Revolution Wind is at least hoping for a temporary reversal decision. But they'll need to, a court will eventually need to decide a permanent decision on this as well. But, it's 85% done. That's pretty far down the pathway.
When will we find out?
I'm not 100% sure on the timeline. Court may, if they're appealing a decision like this, a court will probably rule relatively quickly on that. The holidays probably distorted the timetable a little bit. In terms of when the whole court case plays out, I'm not sure. But if there was something does get overturned in the short term, I would imagine it happened this week or next week.
We're talking with Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal. It is the Connecticut Business Blend here on Brian and Company. Listen, Hartford Healthcare taking over a couple of hospitals. It seems like the hospital situation in Connecticut really messy. It's hard to follow, to be quite honest with you. What's the impact?
Yeah, so January 1st, officially, Hartford Healthcare took over Manchester at Rockville General Hospitals. There's been a lot of talk about this deal. Obviously, Manchester and Rockville were purchased from Prospect Medical Holdings, which was a for-profit company that kind of ran three Connecticut hospitals into the ground, including also Waterbury Hospital. Hartford Healthcare bought it for $86.1 million. They pledged almost $230 million in future investments. To me, it's interesting because of the competitive landscape. Yale New Haven Health originally wanted these two hospitals because they wanted to make a big splash in central Connecticut and push up against Hartford Healthcare, which is sort of on their heels. Yale's still the biggest system in Connecticut. Hartford Healthcare has really grown by leaps and bounds over the years, and they're right on Yale's tail. Hartford Healthcare went to Fairfield County when they bought a struggling St. Vincent's Hospital in Bridgeport a few years ago. They've helped turn that hospital around. Yale saw a similar opportunity in central Connecticut, and kind of Hartford Healthcare has been able to rebuff that. So, you know, Hartford Healthcare gets bigger and they keep out a competitor from their backyard.
Yeah. Boehringer Ingelheim. I never heard of them.
Yeah, they're a major German pharmaceutical company, and they've all actually had, you know, that's the thing with Connecticut. You know, we think of Fairfield County as not being part of Connecticut. It's kind of its own little entity. But Boehringer Ingelheim has a major, their U.S. headquarters in Ridgefield. They have a pretty large operation there. I'm not sure how many employees exactly, but, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, employed in Ridgefield. They recently struck a deal with the Trump administration. They promised to lower some prescription drug costs in exchange for not being impacted by tariffs. And they've also pledged a $10 billion investment in the U.S. Over the next few years, including a $1 billion capital investment. Now, what that means for Ridgefield, I don't know. It's probably going to benefit Connecticut to some degree. But, you know, Boehringer Ingelheim is really part of that bioscience industry that Connecticut's really looking to grow. The bioscience industry has struggled a little bit coming out of the pandemic due to lack of funding for startups. So it has been a struggle. We haven't seen a huge gain in employment. In fact, probably bioscience employment in Connecticut is down over the recent years. So maybe this provides a jolt. Boehringer is not saying how much they're going to invest in their Connecticut operations, but given their Connecticut operations is their U.S. headquarters, I think you'll definitely see some investment there, hopefully significant investment to try to give a boost to the bioscience industry here.
Oh, good for us. Greg, thank you so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.